Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It was wee early morning hours, I guess, and I'm hearing this strange sound. It's my Doberman, and he's barking quite loudly. Mm-hmm. But you know, like when you're in a good sleep at 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. and because you know you got to get up in just a couple of hours, mm-hmm. you're like, I know that I hear him, but I don't want to believe that he is barking the way he's barking right now.
That's not my dog.
It cannot possibly be my dog, because that means I would have to get up
and beat him.
And go, yes, beat him, choke him. Don't you know I'm sleeping? And so this kind of goes on, and I kind of drift in and out of sleep and annoyance. But I didn't find out the full story. I, you know, woke up this morning, and I guess the dog had just was quiet.
So you did not get up?
Well, I mean, I got
up. You went back to bed?
Well, could have been somebody breaking into your house, and you didn't bother to go check on it.
Hold on.
Is that what we're saying?
Oh, my goodness.
I got up, and
poor
I checked.
Poor Elijah and Isaiah and Teresa.
No.
My goodness.
Hold on.
I'm concerned.
Maya, you were not concerned about Maya?
Hey, hold on. I checked on the dog, and I saw, okay, nothing there, nothing, okay. What's going on with you? He's, you know.
Oh, you did get up.
He's in the sunroom. Yeah, I checked him out.
While you were going in and out of sleep.
But, you know, well, I got up.
Oh, okay.
But I went back.
Oh, okay.
I went back. So I thought, you know, that nipped it in the bud. I thought, okay, I told him, hey, knock it off. So then, you know, I'm sleeping.
He's so obedient. I'm sure he just snapped right to it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Hey. Just like Holly.
Oh, she would.
Oh.
I just look at her.
If you look at her, she falls apart.
Exactly.
Well, so this morning, briefly, I had a chance to talk to my wife, and she kind of filled me in on the rest of the story. She says, you know, the dog was barking last night. I said, yeah, I was aware of that. She said, yeah, and you were snoring. I don't believe that I was snoring. I don't believe that I snore, but
so
she
you really
I'll take your word for it.
She told me she snores. So she says she went out and talked to the dog herself. then she says, I need to find some place to sleep because this dog continues to, you know, bark and make noise. So she's standing in the hallway and she says, on one side I hear you snoring and tearing up that room, and on the other side I hear one of my sons snoring, and then she says, I hear my daughter, the whole house is snoring, and I can't get any sleep.
So you're slasher.
Sorry, honey.
Oh, my goodness.
So she said, but I took care of it. I was afraid to ask what that meant, because when I got up this morning, I didn't hear a peep or nothing from the dogs. In fact, I hadn't seen the dogs. So I hope that the dogs are still okay, because she got some sleep. It was sound mm-hmm. asleep. But mm-hmm. the last dog that
what
messed with her.
All?
Well, hey, she did nothing else.
Well,
we slept.
You have to wonder, did your snoring wake up the dog?
Well, you know, I don't know about that. Like, the verdict is not
question.
Out on that.
Maybe he heard you. He was very upset. Thought there was something in the house.
He was trying to get you to stop snoring.
Is that what it was?
That is a viable explanation to this situation. That's what happened. You woke up the dog.
Wow.
That's what it was.
Wow. I think Chris has my back on this. He doesn't have a mic, although he's nodding. Yes, no. He has my back.
I see he's
I don't snore.
He's nodding no.
Hey, we went on a couple trips. I don't snore. I don't snore. Now, we had someone that did snore, and someone threw a shoe at him, but we won't bring up that. We won't bring that up today. But we desperately needed sleep that night. This sleep thing gets in our way. I'll tell you.
I
if
know.
We can knock
it. For sleep, man, I get something done.
I know. Believe it or not.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.